Welcome to the Richard Rants Show on Wednesday, November 4th, a momentous day indeed. And thank you for joining me here every Wednesday at 5 o'clock, live on Facebook, and then posted to some of our favorite podcast platforms such as Radio Public, Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. Very momentous day right here. It is the day after Election Day as we all stay glued to our online and other means of staying up to date on what the election count is. And I am watching the yahoo.com/elections page assiduously to see what is going on. And at the very moment, Joe Biden is showing at 264 of the 270 needed electoral votes on this map, while Trump trails very far behind at 214 electoral votes, and most of the states in this union, in this democratic country, to the extent that countries have achieved some measure of democracy, every state is called except for four remaining states that have not yet been counted. And one of them, Alaska, only has three electoral votes, and it looks like it's going to Trump. But of the remaining four of the lower 48, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Nevada are still up for, I want to say, grabs. They are still being counted. The counting is in progress. And of those, Joe Biden is in the lead by not much in Nevada, 75%. So that is 75% have been counted so far. So, and on a side note, I just got a comment, and you're all welcome to comment, and about my haircut. Yes, I got my haircut during a pandemic, but hair cutting places in San Francisco are open in a socially distanced way, and they're required to clean everything very thoroughly, and everybody has to wear a mask. And then there are some others that are having outdoor haircuts. So it's not that hard to get a haircut in San Francisco right now. And I'm so proud of San Francisco, too, because in this terrible time, when the pandemic of COVID is at its worst yet, and hard to imagine that it could be even worse than it's been, it is at its worst yet throughout the country. And yet here in San Francisco, this island of belief in science. Can you believe I say belief in science? This island of progressive thought where people believe in science, we are doing well in this pandemic. Well, back to the election that we are all hanging on the edges of our seats. Four states still remaining open. Alaska, only 50% of the votes have been counted, but it looks like it's going to Trump because he's got something like 60% against Biden's 30%. That's in Alaska. That's only three electoral votes. It really doesn't matter in the scheme of where this map is looking right now, which way Alaska goes. The four states that matter right now, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, and Nevada, they're the only ones that have not yet been called as I look at this Yahoo map. And I see that currently, at the last update, Joe Biden has 50.31%, over 50% of the popular vote, and Trump has only 48%. And that is a difference of 2%, a little bit over 2%, which is a big difference in the popular vote. And that translates to 71,707,052 popular votes have thus far been counted for Joe Biden, and 68,508,071 votes have thus far been counted for Donald the Trump. And that means that by my quick math, Joe Biden has already received more than 3 million more votes than Donald Trump, which is awesome. Once again, we have a Democratic candidate who has won, and I'm just saying, it's not going to turn around by 3 million votes. He's won the popular vote. And unfortunately, we have had three Democratic candidates that in past elections, recent elections, have won the popular vote and yet did not win the Electoral College vote. And we don't want to see that happen again. But one wonderful thing is that Joe Biden is well ahead at this point. And in the remaining states that have not yet been called, I'm looking at Georgia has a very slight lead for Donald Trump. Pennsylvania, Trump is ahead by 4 percentage points. North Carolina, Trump is up by 2 percentage points. But, you know, that's still not a lot. And in Pennsylvania, only 88% of the vote has been counted. Now, Nevada, with 75% of the vote counted, Joe Biden's got a thin lead. Now, any of these states could go to Biden. And if any of these states go to Biden, he's got 270 electoral votes. And I am encouraged by the fact that nobody seems to care outside of Trump's immediate surroundings, outside of his most voracious followers, nobody really seems to care about yet another unhinged proclamation full of lies and bluster coming out of that ugly orange maw. If you'll excuse my obviously heavily biased against Trump perspective. Nobody cares that he went up there and once again demeaned the votes of our citizens and once again made baseless charges of fraud and once again lied and once again blustered and acted as if he has the dictatorial ability to stop voting, which he does not. But nobody seems to care because, let's face it, he's just spewed so much garbage by this point that it's just another piece of sewage on top of what's already there. It's just another lie on top of thousands and thousands of lies. It's just another nonsensical proclamation on top of many others. And so people aren't even fazed by that anymore. The media really isn't fazed by it. Nobody really believed this lie coming out of Trump that, oh no, it's over now and I've won. Nobody believed it. Everyone knew that we're going to have to count the votes. That's reassuring. And, you know, how this differs from the Bush v. Gore debacle and in the Bush v. Gore debacle, we had a couple of current Trump-appointed Supreme Court justices, Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh, and of course sitting on the Supreme Court was Clarence Thomas, and they were all involved in overturning the will of the people in Florida for Bush v. Gore and handing the election to George Bush, and which eventually led to terrible occurrences in Iraq and in Afghanistan. Those wars, those quagmires, those trillions of dollars wasted, but not according to the people who supported Bush, not according to the military-industrial complex that supports Bush. No, according to them, it was very profitable. So they were glad. They were glad about it. But meanwhile, much of our national treasure and lives were spent, wasted in those quagmires. And that's what happened when the Supreme Court decided the election. A biased Supreme Court, a Supreme Court stacked towards the conservatives, decided the election. And that's, you know, Trump wants that to happen again. But the difference was that Bush v. Gore, one of the main differences was that Bush v. Gore, it was extremely close in the Electoral College. It was hinging on Florida. Florida was close. And the narrow lead in Florida's original vote count was for Trump. And as my favorite podcast producers over on Crooked Media's Pod Save America have remarked, in a situation like that, it's very good to be the one that is ahead, because the other side is fighting from behind. So let's wait for that. And, you know, I just keep refreshing this Yahoo Vote page over and over again to see what the heck is going on now. How many more new votes have they added? Have any states been called? Well, we're going to have to wait a little bit longer. It's probably going to happen after the Richard Rance show is over. But we may know tonight. We may know tonight. Joe Biden could be able to declare victory tonight. And that would be incredible, because Biden and Harris are not going to be the saviors. We know that. But we can work with them. They have the most progressive platform of any major Democratic, of any major party platform in history. And we can work with that. The Overton window of what is acceptable progressive thought has been shifted way to the left, to the point where now it is acceptable. And in fact, it's mainstream. It's almost middle of the road that there's going to be a curbing of qualified immunity for police departments and reinvigorating federal oversight of police departments. Now, as far as defunding the police, okay, Biden says he doesn't support it. We can keep pushing for that, but he's going in the right direction. He's planning to lower the age of Medicare to 60 from 65 for people to be qualified. That is major. That's a step in the right direction. Yeah, it's not Medicare for all, and that's what we want, but it's a step in the right direction. It's going to quadruple federal spending on low-income housing assistance, triple federal spending on low-income K-12 schools, double Pell Grants to make community college free, $100 billion investment in an affordable housing trust fund, a $10 billion special set aside for transit projects in high-poverty areas, a $15 minimum wage. It's going in the right direction. We can push them even further in the right direction. That is important, because we all know that we cannot push chump in the right direction. Cannot be pushed in the right direction. He's just a authoritarian, narcissist, liar, criminal, corrupt. That's all the chump stands for. And he works for the big money, and he's supported by the racists, and he's racist. And you can look at numerous data points, stories throughout many media sources to back that up. So it is a huge victory for the left and progressives to get Trump out and Biden-Harris in. And Joe Biden is not young, and we're going to be pushing him. And when he moves in the direction of more progressive reform, the direction he's already been moving, and yes, he's made mistakes in the past, but he's admitted those mistakes. He's going to move in that direction. And when it comes to re-election, he's probably not going to run. And Kamala Harris is going to be queued up right behind him, ready to run on the platform of the continuation and increase of the progressive direction of that administration and of the Democratic administration. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about Biden for the next 4 years, and then let's vote Kamala Harris in as our first woman of color president and the most progressive president ever. Kamala Harris has forthrightly been in favor of the Black Lives Matter movement, has said the names, and so has Biden, by the way, said the names of the victims of racist police murder. George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, many others. As opposed to, you know, on the other side, well, you know, Trump actually encourages the right-wing vigilantes. So that's a major contrast right there. So we want those of us on the left, those of us on the very progressive left, and I'm way on the left. There are plenty even further left than I am, but I was on the Bernie, our revolution train wholeheartedly. And Bernie Sanders is standing right there, right next to Joe Biden, Kamala Harris right now. So is AOC, Ayanna Pressley. And Kamala Harris, although she's not a member of the squad, is just as progressive as they are as far as her record on the Senate. We've got a progressive group queued up, ready, and like FDR said, I want to do it. I want to do this progressive reforms. As we recall, FDR helped get the country out of the Depression, out of the 30s, brought on Medicare and Social Security and many other programs that now the right wing would be calling straight up socialism. And what they are is helping people and creating a base level of decency for people to have a safety net in this most wealthy country in the world. This country that has approximately 25% of the wealth for about 4% of the population of the world. And there is no excuse for this country not to take care of everyone in the country. And we need to fight inequality. We need to make the rich pay their share, those billionaires who have made obscene amounts of money, even during this emergency, where the majority of the nation is suffering, and yet the billionaires are piling on the billions. And it just, I am incredulous to watch that. I'm incredulous to watch the billionaires pile on more billions of dollars while people all around there suffer and continue to support policies that keep more money in the hands of the elite the 1%, and deny everyone needed social safety net reforms such as Medicare for all, healthcare for all, support for housing, support for food, education, all of these things. You know, the amount of money that Jeff Bezos alone has made, the amount of money that Jeff Bezos alone has made during this pandemic would be enough to support every single person in need in this country. And yet, he doesn't want to pay any more to do that. In fact, he continues to underpay his own employees at Amazon, which is why I boycott Amazon as much as I can, which means Whole Foods too, which is owned by Amazon, because I cannot bear to be a part of supporting that level of pure greed. I cannot bear it. A couple of my listeners here say I'm freezing on Facebook. Maybe they're trying to sabotage my broadcast. But if you are unable to follow on Facebook, then please do tune in later on. Tomorrow it will be posted on podcast platforms, including Google Podcasts. So you can catch it there tomorrow. I really would like you to be watching live with me right now. And if some sort of broadcast problem with Facebook is causing to freeze up, or could it possibly be because I have my phone on the Wi-Fi? I don't know, but I will turn it off, and I hope I'm not losing any listeners. But there we go. I turned that off, and maybe that will improve the broadcast quality. We will see. And I was talking about the sheer greed of the billionaires and how we have to overcome that. We've got to overcome that level of greed. Cannot be allowed to continue. We need to make sure that the billionaires and the wealthy and the large corporations pay their fair share, and they have not been paying their fair share at all. So we need to bring on a new period of social justice, economic justice, where the poorest in this country are supported by a social safety net, that they all have health care for all. And the Biden-Harris platform does include a public option for health care for people who need public health care on the Obamacare plan. Does include that. It does take steps in the right direction, and we can push them even further. You know, there is a parallel with a faraway country called Belarus, which has been run by a dictator who called himself a president Lukashenko, and who has pretended that for the sake of rhetoric, that the country is a democracy. Now, this could very well be a model for Donald Trump, could be a model for what he wishes he could do. He wishes he could be a dictator for life, like Lukashenko thinks he's a dictator for life. And right now in Belarus, yes, the public unfortunately sat there and put up with it, put up with his autocratic rule, with his iron-fisted rule using secret police and anti-democratic authoritarian means to quell any opposition for decades, a couple of decades, at least Lukashenko has been in charge of Belarus. But they finally, in Belarus, had enough of that. They finally had enough of Lukashenko's lying, cheating, and they have been in the streets by the millions ever since he stole the last election. So that is both a cautionary tale and an inspiration at the same time. Because cautionary tale is that this poor population was oppressed, living in a false, nominal, only nominal democracy, going to elections that were in fact rigged every single time, to enable the dictator Lukashenko to continue masquerading as a democratically elected president. And they did it for years. But finally, and this is the inspiring part, it was too much. And they have not accepted this latest fake election by Alexander Lukashenko, who claims that he's the duly elected president of Belarus. This has not been accepted by the populace, and they are in the streets despite the fact that he has a secret police that is arresting people, that is torturing people, that is shooting people, and that is not stopping them because they're out in the streets. So that's the inspiring part. That people, even if they have been oppressed for decades, can rise up. And the rest of the world is listening. The EU, European Union, is sanctioning Lukashenko. And I see that, you know, even the Russian news sources are reflecting the fact that this is a popular uprising against Lukashenko. I want to thank everyone, my friends who have commented on my Facebook broadcast and those who will check out the subsequent upload to the podcasts, including Google Podcasts and Radio Public and Spotify, Apple Podcasts, The Richard Rantz Show. I want to thank all of you. As we wind down, and I'm just going to check this Yahoo election tally because they're updating it constantly. And Biden is up to 71,886, just about 887,000, 71,887,000 popular votes versus Trump only at 68.5 million. Winning. Any of these states, any of these remaining states, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, or Nevada, get called today and it is over. And Biden has over 270 electoral votes and we can start to first celebrate the end of Trump. Got to celebrate that and then get down to work pushing Biden and Harris to stay progressive and to get even more progressive. And you say, what? They're progressive? Yes, they're progressive. Check out the platform. As I said earlier, they are progressive. But we need them to be more progressive. We need more. We need Medicare for all. And we're going to have to keep pushing them. We need to defund the police and bring in alternatives. That is also something we can do at a local level. And I look forward to that fight. And thank you to everybody who made calls, who voted, who contributed to this. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I feel so good. As Joe Biden has 264 electoral votes, only six left to get to the magic 270 to declare victory. And I'm waiting for that. And I'm so delighted about that. This could be an incredibly happy day.